That's right. It's time for Nerdin' and Murdin'. Johnny Coltrane, Blue Train, Blue Note, 9172. What's up, everybody? That's right. It's the usual episode, as it should always be, on Mondays and Thursdays. Episode 11, it is the 24th of May, 2018. It's 6 o'clock. How are you, everybody? I have been better. It was an evening last night. That's right. It's me, Old Uncle Rapsheet, Papa Nate, Nate Chan. What's up? My pal is going, you know, when your pals are having tough times, you got to be there for them. And it was nice to be there for them. But goddamn, I don't drink very much anymore. I woke up with the worst fucking headache that I've ever had. And I only had like two-ish beers, maybe three. And was celebrating a little bit with my fiance. Because we got some good news about some new developments that I will be working on, and I'm very excited. But needless to say, I did not feel well. So I've been chugging water like a madman, trying to get ready for my show and, you know, and trying to not be hungover. And because the bloat and the inflammation, it's really clearing the face because your face is red. You look like the goddamn Michelin man, and it's just not good for your mental health. Don't get wrong. There's people that do research with their alcohol by tasting it, exploring it. You know, kind of like, you know, wine, booze, beer, spirits, whatever is your work or your scope of practice in terms of actual practice and not, you know, being a fucking booze hound. Outside of that, it's really easy to fall into the trap of oops. I look like poop, and my cousin, Nick Shinkellian, great dude, he made it pretty clear, you know, you can see the effects of alcohol and the non-effects with people that don't drink at all, because you're in shape, you're not sluggish, and more importantly, it's a much better way to live because you're not killing yourself every evening. So, glad I could help my pal out. Won't name any names because when life happens, it's not fun. So much love, champ. We actually have a lot to talk about. I will mention the Washington Capitals. Congrats, you fucking Lations, dude. 20 years. The first time in 20 years we went to a Stanley fucking Cup, dude. Why do I sound like this? They don't sound like this in Washington, D.C. I was wrong completely. They dominated. Another shutout, 4-0. God damn, that fucking offensive defensive line, man. Not lineman, but line, comma, man. I was super impressed, and I'm really, really happy for the Washington Capitals because they're going to be able to go on and hopefully do great things when it comes time to play Vegas. I'll do a podcast solely Stanley Cup. I just wanted to touch on it for a moment. I don't need to isolate the content and unpack it. Because that's not what I'm doing today. Today is just about checking in with you. And more importantly, what do you got going this weekend? Are you excited? Are you going to go see some stand-up at Cobb's or the Punchline in San Francisco, dude? Or are you going to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd at the Shoreline Amphitheater in San Jose? That's what I'm doing with my father tomorrow. It is Lynyrd Skynyrd's final show. It is a farewell tour, farewell tour insert here. But this is indeed the last show, in California, in the Bay Area from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Let's see, announced his final show, Ultimate Classic Rock. Lynyrd Skynyrd announced final show. Last concert Lynyrd Skynyrd will be playing is the hometown. It's going to be a hometown affair. They revealed one more date to their Last of the Street Survivors farewell tour. A September 2nd date at Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida. Of course. the city where the band was formed. So congratulations. And it's a timeless history. I can't wait for a series or a film or more content about Lynyrd Skynyrd, because say what you will, through the time and space and space-time and all that, there have definitely been some incredible acts that have, rather people that have played with Skynyrd, and we all know their songs, right? And we all have places in time and space-time where we actually can recall really well what we were listening to. And sometimes, if you were raised like me, and I'm pretty sure you were, your parents made you listen to classic rock. And I sure listened to the shit out of that. Fuck yeah. According to News4Jax, the band broke the news at the stadium where the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars played during the team's annual State of the Franchise event. Kid Rock and Jason Aldean are slated as the opening acts, and others will be announced at a later date. It will be the first concert at the stadium since 2015. So that's good news for Florida. Tampa Bay, if you can get out there and wash your wounds. Though it went to 7, you have nothing to be disappointed about. So don't beat yourselves up too much. And Tampa Bay fans, definitely be sure to check that out. It's a dream come true for the Lynyrd Skynyrd band, singer Johnny Van Zant said at the presentation. We're going to rock the house here. My brother and Gary Rossington and Alan Collins started this band a long time ago. We are on our farewell tour. It's time to wrap it up. To be able to play Jacksonville here with the Jags. Come on. Doesn't get any better than that. That's a great fucking quote, man. We are very excited to have friends, Jason Aldean and Kid Rock. He blows trumps. Like, he is a trumpeter. Trumpeter is someone that supports Trump. I'm coining that. Join us in our hometown of Jacksonville, Rossington added. Playing where the band got its start all those years ago is always special, but having these guys with us makes it even sweeter. We can't wait to rock Everbank Field. Tickets are on sale. And that was their tickets are on sale, and Dad asked me about it too, so my father got me the ticket, so I definitely am not gonna, you know, bail on him at the last minute on this one. And I certainly want to enjoy myself, because guess who's playing with them? That's right, Bad Company with Lynyrd Skynyrd at the Shoreline. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. I'm just looking at it via Ticketmaster. There's still tickets available. Oh no, there's not. It's Bad Company and Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't know who the act in between is. I'm going to be covering the event the whole time, so definitely need to bring my phone charger with me. Otherwise, I'm really going to regret it, because this is not just news, man. This is history right here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm certainly honored to, you know, my pop bass, and I'm certainly honored to be able to go with him, because I can't think of anybody else to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd with than the person who introduced me to Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I think for my money, I'm not a huge skinhead. Wow, that's a terrible. That's terrible. They probably tried that and realized, oh, that's bad PR. I'm not a Skynyrd head. You know what? Just take head away. I don't really know their catalog as well as I should, so let's go ahead and take a look. Because I do know that I'm actually, you know, I've been playing music for a long time, so I should have been doing homework on during the week, but I totally forgot about it because I forget things unless I write them down. The first album Skynyrd ever released was in August 13th, 1973, and that was self-titled Lynyrd Skynyrd. Second helping April 15th, 1974. 75, Nothing Fancy. 76, Give Me Back My Bullet. 77, Street Survivors. So hence the Street Survivors tour. Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1991, is a live album released in 91. The Last Rebel was released in 93. Wow, man, they've definitely been working, that's for sure. Endangered Species, 94, 20, 97, Edge of Forever, 99, Christmas Time Again, 2000, Vicious Cycle, 2003, God and Guns, 2009, not sure I like the title of that album, Last of a Dying Breed, 2012, well, oh man, that's a very fitting album name. They should have called it Tour Last, but, oh, that's mean. Don't say that, you fucking prick. And a ton of compilation records, Broadcast Archive 3 CD set, 2017 is the most recent. Again, CD, so you can probably get it on vinyl as well. So that's the album catalog. I don't really have a favorite album because, again, I don't know, so I'd probably have to go with something basic like the Essential Lynyrd Skynyrd, which, you know, that whatever has platinum, that's probably, you know, because... They have the Essential Lynyrd Skynyrd got U.S. Platinum. What's Your Name? What got Platinum? Skynyrd's First and Last went Platinum as well. So, man, I'll have to do some serious homework here. I didn't realize. Well, I got stoned and forgot. That happens sometimes because I'm still covering, you know, the MCU, Deadpool, and with NHL finals now, the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's certainly music is really on the back burner for me because podcasting is a little more important because I need to learn how to learn and nerd better. And there's so many music podcasts, and I know some theory, but I don't know all music theory. So it's just kind of, you know what, leave that. I'll stay in my lane. And develop a wide scope of practice within my lanes, however, so that way I can be better at what I do now. And on that note, Weed Maps, I wanted to actually talk to you people about mobile app development and the difference between making $80,000 a year and making $120,000 a year. Last night, my pal made a good point that, you know, he's an engineer, but he's not developing mobile applications. And the difference between a good engineer and a great engineer is knowing how to develop apps. And Weed Maps is certainly a marvel of engineering in my opinion, because it's granted we're not in the greater Bay Area. So you can find a recreational dispensary a little better or medical if you have your card, but it's definitely a great avenue. If you're hurt or something, I never even thought about using Weed Maps before. So if you can't really move, it's definitely a great outlet. And I certainly do suggest trying it. This is not an ad. This is me actually just suggesting it because instead of drinking, it's better for your mental health. And more importantly, again, folks, CBD. CBD, man, it changed my fucking life. I didn't believe it, but I've used topical creams and whatnot developed via cannabis and filling gaps in chemistry, if you will, because... You know, why not beat cancer if I can develop my own treatments, such as Phoenix Tears? Dr. Manuel Guzman out of Madrid, Spain. Definitely be sure to check out his research. You'd be surprised, man. But CBD, wow, it really helps with my anxiety. If I put it on my hands, next thing I know, I have a better mood and my anxiety's cut. And I don't really have the shakes and the aches in the areas where it hurts, or say you do a really tough workout, you know, and your muscles hurt in that area and you did a ton of stretching already, put some CBD on it. Because recovery is the most important facet of getting over any injury, because technically you're injuring yourself when you're working out because your muscles are tearing and redeveloping. So, in the spirit of medicine that you know is plant based, for all you plant based folk out there that still take pills, maybe turn to plants. I want to my pal KC Hancock. What's up, champ? Love you, buddy. I texted him and he hit me up. It was 3:20 his time, Colorado, and 4:20 my time. And it was perfect, and I also took a hit at that point, and that's when I realized, you know what, that's fucking hilarious. So I definitely I appreciate good cannabis humor when it's appropriate, because you know you never know when the little serendipitous things might occur. So I'm definitely excited to try weed maps and see how it works. I'm sure you already know about it, but you know why not talk about it? That's for sure. Movies, gaming. It's Jordan, everyone. Say hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
I was just about to talk about what people need to see this weekend. Solo. The reviews are in, folks, for Solo, and I already spoiled it for myself, so I'll leave spoilers out of it. But oh my god, do I need to see Michael B. Jordan and Donald Glover and Chadwick Boseman in a scene in Star Wars? Yes, I need to see that. How do I see that? I don't know. I don't know how we get there. But I certainly I like Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. He doesn't necessarily pull off Harrison Ford completely, but it's, again, I don't know if you've been following it in the news, it's Ehrenreich's interpretation of Han Solo. So I think that's the point. But then again, I haven't actually seen it. I've just spoiled it for myself. But I'm going to fucking see it anyway. And Detroit Becoming Human is certainly trending indeed. I don't know if you're playing PlayStation 4, but you should be. Developed by some Sony Computer Entertainment, and it got 8 out of 10 on IGN. So I definitely suggest for anybody that is looking for new games to check out, if you really want something that is going to be immersive and be kind of meta while you're playing it, definitely be sure to check out Detroit Becoming Human, because you will be able to have a wonderful experience that is a little more unique and a different take on your choices affect the outcome of the story. So that this particular release is... Oh, beer. Oh, goodness. Where's this beer from? She's checking.
Belching Beaver.
It's the Belching Beaver. This particular beer was at 7.10% alcohol by volume. One pint, 4.73 milliliters. It's from Oceanside, California. Named after the Ethereal song by the one and only Deftones. Phantom Bride is a blend of Amarillo, Citra, Simcoe, and Mosaic hops. Delicately balanced for the perfectly drinkable mix of citrus and happy goodness. A truly original Deftones Belching Beaver.
I think it was
happy goodness, not happy goodness. Happy goodness. I redeveloped the copy because that's what I feel like doing. A truly original Deftones Belching Beaver collaboration envisioned by Chino Moreno and skillfully crafted by Thomas Peters. Sit back, put on your headphones, and drink away. Cheers, Nathan. I don't know who this Nathan guy is, but he has a dumb name. Because it's my name. Cheers, everybody. Happy Thursday. Fuck me, it's only Thursday. But Detroit Becoming Human, I definitely do. It's on my... I'll try to play it. I'll probably watch it first, because I prefer reviewing games by watching them, because I don't know if I always want to spend, you know, almost $80 on an IP that I'll play maybe once, maybe twice. I'm a little too busy to just, you know, game all the time. I wish I could, like the Rad Brad or MK Ice and Fire. Those individuals are paid to game. I mean, paid podcasting is pretty similar. Look at all these Twitch individuals that are crushing it. Demetrius Mighty Johnson, the UFC champ. I can't believe his Twitch. He makes so much fucking money doing it. Let's check out this Detroit Become Human review real quick. It was developed by Lucy O'Brien. Choices Matter and Quantic Dreams. Choices Matter and Quantic Dreams. Big, silly, and thrilling melodrama. Because it's a testament to the breadth of Quantic Dreams branching. That's the development name. That's the company, Quantic Dreams. Branching storylines that I felt terribly guilty as the credits rolled after my second playthrough of Detroit Become Human, as I'd play against my personal moral compass to test how far I could push the story's exploration of the morality of artificial intelligence. This was very much the opposite of my mostly peaceful first run, and Detroit obliged my wickedness to a surprising degree. leaving a trail of bodies of those who had previously survived in my wake. And while it never seems to know when enough heavy-handed expositional dialogue is enough, Detroit Become Human manages to be a frequently moving melodrama that bends to your choices with meaningful results. Each of these playthroughs took around 10 hours to complete, so it doesn't take forever, it's just 10 hours. But if you're trying to be a completionist, well, I'm not even talking about that right now. You might have some mental health problems. You might want to get that checked out. And during that time, Detroit looked at me like it's crazy. But come on, if you spend that much time on a game, there's life. There's, you know, you need to work out. You're going to get all fat just gaming. Unless you're doing fitness gaming. That shit's cool. Let's see. And during that time, Detroit's pace rarely lags thanks to the deft juggling act performance. Alternating between three android characters across multiple chapters, Kara, a housekeeper who must care for a little girl named Alice, Connor, a prototype police model whose assignment is to round up deviant androids, so Blade Runner, and Marcus, a career model, she spelled career long, who believes androids should share equal rights with humans. So these are the questions I've been asking on the podcast the whole time. What's the difference between an AI, which is alive, and a human being, which is just programming, and it all is programming, more or less. From when you're born, you're programmed by whoever's raising you. Hopefully someone's raising you. I'm sorry if you're an orphan. The trio of performances is excellent. Brian Dechart is delightful as Connor, thanks to his deadpan innocence, which makes for a great foil against the whirling dervish of his cynical partner, Clancy Brown's Lieutenant Hank Anderson. Valerie Curry brings quite strength to Kara and excels at selling her love for her ward, Alice, who is quite possibly the least charismatic video game child to have ever existed. So, Clementine, season one of Telltale's Walking Dead? Does that even tell me? That's fine. What a ripoff. Jesse Williams employs all of his dreamy Grey's Anatomy warmth as Marcus. That's awesome! Good for him! Grey's Anatomy, oh my god. How long is that soap going for now? 15 seasons?
14.
7,000 seasons? Wow! I can't believe that. What is it? What's the oldest soap opera? It's like episode 15,000 something, or 20? No, it's like 23,000. I can't believe it. Google that shit. It's really interesting. Those people have been working forever. Let's see. Based on your choices, you can change their personalities and the tone of their individual stories. My first playthrough, for example, the relationship between a humble Connor and it just kind of goes on to explain. The mechanics and the story and a more in-depth review than I'm willing to give on the podcast, because I'd rather do that specifically and isolate the content and really explore it. But I definitely think it looks great, and there are some scenes that I can't tell the difference of what's not real. So Unreal Engine is definitely being utilized, and that tool, that engine for game development has changed everything. I mean, well, not everyone's using Unreal Engine, but there's different programs just like it. But either way, the detail that these game developers are employing, wow, what an amazing strategy. Let's see here. 24 minutes? All right. I did want to actually... I closed my old show, my show on Monday a little heavy, because it's, you know, being shot where they're trying to get education is not cool. And I may have said a few things that made me sound a little Alex Jonesy. No Alex Jones, don't be fooled, but I definitely do have my fair share of conspiracy theories that I definitely do all my research in, but to everyone that's affected directly by that, I certainly hope that you are doing as best you can. So my heart goes out to everyone affected and to anybody having a hard time currently, also due to the current events that are occurring in Africa. our thoughts are indeed with you here at Nerdin and Learning. But I definitely, unfortunately, I'm not a news source, so I can't take too much time to talk all about any of that. So I'm going to start doing a kind of news content development segment, kind of. Not necessarily sharing my thoughts, because that's probably just a bad idea for everybody. But just presenting the news and telling you where to go to find it, whether it be Drudge, Daily Mail, or... hopefully not like CNN or Fox News, because that's terrible. But keep hammering and stay tough. I did want to close actually with a lighthearted story. Kevin Smith certainly is a big fan of all things Marvel and DC, and he actually when he went to go see, when he saw Infinity War in the theaters, right as, let's see, I'm reading it here. I apologize. Let's see. Yeah, it was when, everyone was turning to dust. He leaned forward and screamed, "No!" Just terrified. Because it caught all of us off guard, man. I rewatched it recently. I mean, I've seen it 5 times because amazing. Thanks, Josh Brolin, for, you know, killing everybody. Appreciate that, buddy. I always say I did the same thing and I didn't realize it because it doesn't get old. But it's still just as sad. I never thought I would cry so heavily about, you know, people that I know are going to be back to life talking about you, Black Panther and Spider-Man. So it doesn't diminish at all, but what Thanos pursued. But I think if the second part of Thanos' story arc, insert title here, if we don't get some really complicated story, then it's all for nothing. And it's kind of pointless. So, Kevin Feige, Russo brothers, don't fucking disappoint me. I'm excited about Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'll tell you what. All right, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for hanging out on Thursday. Let's see. Yeah, Skynyrd on Friday and this weekend. There's no hockey. Jordan's pretty happy about that. Rather, there's no ice hockey. But there is tennis. There's a lot of baseball. It's almost American football season, too. All right, everybody. I love you fuckers. Have a great, great weekend. Please be safe. Definitely be sure to give Bill Burr's podcast with Danica Patrick a listen. That was super interesting. And he did an episode with Bill Hader. And they got to talk about Barry. And a little more, but I'll let you dive in and isolate the content and enjoy yourselves. That's the show, everybody. Bye.